I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It's the WEOL Morning Show. I know you're Craig Adams because I can see you. You were right there in front of me.
Yeah.
You're not just some name someplace somewhere out there. But there might be another Craig Adams.
Oh.
Not the ones that you alluded to earlier who you know are actual physical people. Somebody pretending to be you. Identity theft and fraud. How common is it? Well, Susan Grant, the Director of Consumer Protection at the Consumer Federation of America, joins us this morning to give us the answer to that question. Good morning, Susan. Thanks for sharing some time today.
Good morning.
So how common? I know we hear about it all the time. There's ads for this. We have a lot of consumer shows on our radio station, and people call up. And even had the Attorney General from Ohio weigh in earlier this month as far as, you know, what people need to do or what you can do. How common is it? What are statistics you might be able to throw at us this morning?
Well, ID theft is the top complaint to the Federal Trade Commission, and a research company found that 13 million people were ID fraud victims in 2013. That's the fraudulent use of their stolen information, and that's an increase of 500,000 people from the previous year.
Now, what are some of the ways that our identity gets stolen?
Part of the problem is that people aren't as careful as they should be to keep ID thieves at bay. And with so much personal information on our computers, laptops, smartphones, and other devices, they become a tempting target for ID thieves. So, for instance, they can exploit the insecurity of public Wi-Fi to get the information as you're communicating on your device. They can plant malware in websites, photos, cards, and apps, and other things that you may click on or download. They may befriend you in social networks and use the personal information that you provide to infiltrate your accounts and your contacts.
It seems to me with identity theft, you need two people to go along with this. You need the people that steal the identity, and then you need these companies and organizations that freely accept it without much checking on it. Why, you know, I wonder, what are they doing on the other end? You know, somebody can come up with an ID, but it's up to the business to accept it, or some bank to say, I think that's you, here's all the money, it's all yours.
That's right, and part of the solution is better authentication when people are logging into their accounts, and also better security of consumers' data when it's in storage at a company.
Tax season is here. Do you have any tips for people preparing taxes so their identity theft is not taken?
Well, that's a big problem because somebody can try to get a tax refund pretending to be you. Certainly, if you're going to use a tax preparer, make sure that it's somebody who's reputable. And if you run into a problem where someone has impersonated you to get a tax refund, the IRS has a program to help you. But the main thing is to prevent your information from being stolen when you're using your smartphone, your laptop, your tablet, or other devices. And we have tips for consumers about how to do that at consumerfed.org/ID theft.
What are they doing with their identities? What are some of the things that are happening if somebody gets in social security numbers or maybe other information? What's happening out there that I may not even be aware of?
Well, depending on the information they steal, ID thieves can wipe out your bank accounts. They can take over existing accounts or open new ones in your name, wrecking your credit. They can even alter your health records by using your identity to get medical services. So the ramifications can be really serious, and you're not the only one at risk. Identity thieves posing as you can trick your contacts into sending money somewhere to bail you out of an emergency situation, or get them to click on things that will download malware on their devices to steal their personal information.
When you talk about us being careful, what can we do to slow this down or prevent it?
One thing you can do is to the extent possible, keep your personal information private. Don't post or share sensitive information, and be wary of strangers who want to be your friends on social networks, since they may be criminals. You should also use strong passwords to lock up your accounts and devices, and don't use the same passwords for everything. Be really careful when you're clicking on invitations, photos, cards, and websites sent by strangers. And even if they look like they're coming from people you know, check with them first. And when you download games, apps, and other programs, be sure they're from sources you trust. Watch out for phishing, which is where somebody contacts you unexpectedly, claiming to be from your bank or your school or someone else you trust, and asking you to confirm your personal information. Use security software on your phone, your computer, and other devices to keep identity thieves at bay. And be really careful when you're using free public Wi-Fi. It's convenient, but it's not secure, especially if you're doing things like banking or shopping. You should turn off file sharing and use a VPN, a virtual private network that routes your communication securely, or wait until you're somewhere with a secure connection, especially if you're doing things that involve your sensitive personal information. If you search online for public Wi-Fi safety, you'll find a lot more information about how you can protect yourself when you're using free public Wi-Fi.
Can you give us that website one more time you gave earlier related to the Consumer Federation of America as far as maybe people getting more details of what we talked about this morning?
Sure. We have a funny new video and ID theft tips at consumerfed.org/ID theft. And you can also find them and other information on a website that we have dedicated solely to ID theft, which is idtheftinfo.org.
Susan Grant, Director of Consumer Protection at the Consumer Federation of America, thank you for sharing the time with us this morning, and hope we can keep people a little more safer this morning.
Thank you.